everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After first saying the Louvre would reopen today, officials in Paris say the famous museum will remain closed for another day following the brazen heist of some of France's crown jewels.
The suspects took 8 pieces, including sets of sapphire and emerald necklaces and earrings, elaborate diamond brooches, 2 diadems, and Napoleon's wife, Empress Eugenie's diamond-encrusted golden crown, nearly 200 years old, which prosecutors say was recovered at the scene. Reportedly damaged and left behind as the thieves made their getaway on scooters.
That's ABC's Allison Kosick. There was a spike in internet site outages this morning following a disruption of Amazon Web Services. Facebook, Amazon, The Wall Street Journal, Roblox, all sites that were affected and down. President Trump is now threatening to cut off all U.S. aid to Colombia after the president of that country accused the U.S. of unlawfully killing fishermen in the military strikes in the Caribbean. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. Thousands of Wisconsinites took part in the No Kings protests on Saturday. Those took part across the entire state of Wisconsin. The crowd at Milwaukee's Cathedral Square Park estimated at 16,000 people, with 15,000 at Madison's Capitol Square, hundreds more in communities across the state. It may have been the largest protest ever against a U.S. president. Wisconsin Consumer Protection monitoring online app stores after a fake copy of the Wisconsin Food Share app showed up. Administrator Michelle Reinen says they were alerted by the Department of Health Services.
Scammers recently launched a fake version of the Wisconsin Food Share mobile app called EBT Edge. And that fraudulently charges users $4.99 per week or $60 for the lifetime access.
If you encountered the fake app or paid the scammers, contact Consumer Protection at 800-422-7128. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, breezy and warmer than yesterday, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, some showers likely mainly in the evening, lows in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, showers redeveloping in the afternoon, breezy and much cooler, highs only near 50. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 34.
99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Monday morning, Dave Grant joining you at 6.02. The morning show is brought to you by Powerline Coffee Company. Here is Tommy Two-Tone on Max FM.
Maximum hits for Portage. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:10 on Monday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. This morning, we do have that frost advisory going until 8 a.m. for areas of frost. And we are going to see an increase in clouds with a high of 66. It will be breezy. Winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting up to 20 miles per hour this afternoon, or even 30 miles per hour. Tonight, showers are likely during the evening, gradually clearing early in the morning with a low around 40 degrees. Tuesday, showers likely in the afternoon, increasing clouds with a high of just 47 degrees. Tuesday night, shower chances continue, mostly cloudy with a low of 38. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a high of 48. Thursday, we have frost to start our morning. Otherwise, it will turn sunny, a high of 54. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 59. Looking into the weekend, highs around 60s, lows in the mid-30s. Currently, 36 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. It is definitely a Monday morning, and we woke up to some interesting news early this morning. And We suspect it was something was going on last night in the land of the internet. And Amazon Web Services had issues overnight into the morning. Now, this was considered a large-scale outage, and we knew something was up when we asked our smart device to do something, and it gave us some weird garbled response, for lack of a better way of putting it. And I said, something's going on out in the internet, and didn't think much of it. Well, according to Down Detector this morning, services impacted by the Amazon Web Services included Amazon, AT&T, Canva, Delta Airlines, Disney+, Fortnite, Hulu, McDonald's, Pokemon, Roblox, Snapchat, United Airlines, and more. Now, the Amazon issue affected multiple websites and services last night into early this morning. Now, just 3 minutes ago, we received an update from Amazon, and Amazon is saying that the issue has been fully mitigated. So this is breaking news as of 3 minutes ago. Amazon is saying their AWS issue has been mitigated. You've heard me correctly. That has been corrected. They say the underlying DNS issue has been fully mitigated. Most AWS service operations are succeeding normally now, according to the statement by Amazon. DNS is domain name service, and that's basically what translates the name of the website you visit into what's called an IP address, for those that are curious. And Amazon continues, some requests may be throttled while we work towards full resolution. Additionally, some services are continuing to work through a backlog events such as CloudTrail and Lumbada, whatever that means. I don't know all the details yet. Amazon said that while most operations have recovered, some regions might still experience increased error rates, and they recommended browsers or users clear their browser cache to correct this. So, again, Amazon Web Services' major large-scale outage that impacted numerous websites late last night, early into the morning. Amazon, as of 5 minutes ago, was saying that those issues have been fully mitigated per Amazon. So, yeah, if you were out surfing the internet early this morning, you may have been impacted by this. If you go to the website Down Detector, they had a bar right across that said that user reports indicate issues of Amazon Web Services in the U.S. East 1 region. And so they had that banner right across Down Detector. That's unusual to see a banner like that on Down, on Down Detector when there's that many issues. And I assume they just couldn't keep up with all the issues. I mean, when I went and looked at Down Detector, Zoom was also impacted, Roku, Starbucks, I mean, FanDuel, Blink, of course, because that's an Amazon service, Ring, Reddit, Snapchat. So yeah, some of the sites that were definitely impacted by this, I mean, it was numerous. So that is the current situation as we have it right now. So Amazon is claiming that those issues are now mitigated. They are still looking into what exactly caused all those issues. But yeah, when you have a worldwide outage like that, that impacts a lot of people. Fortunately, we were not impacted here. We had some other weird issues over the weekend, but we know what those were at least now and have since corrected those as well. So it was one of those. We do monitor our systems 24/7, including early in the morning. And so, yeah, were you impacted by this outage? Text us, let us know. 608-355-9970. Or you can text him via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Amos. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Smash that text button and let us know if you were impacted by the Amazon outage this morning. Curious how you were impacted, what site maybe was impacted, or maybe didn't notice it. You can let us know that as well. Again, text me, let me know, 608-355-9970. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, located at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. They will be open in 45 minutes for all your coffee and caffeine needs. We will continue to monitor the Amazon sites and issues this morning throughout the morning show, provide updates. As we know additional details, we are going to get you back into the music with Steve Winwood, Higher Love on Max FM.
Er hatte Flair, er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alles rief, da kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Und es war irgendwie nur Plastic Money in den Modebanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll und alle suchten noch heute Captain Rock Me Amadeus.
Oh,
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:23 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. We are continuing to monitor the Amazon Web Services outage that impacted numerous websites this morning. This included sites such as Facebook, airlines, and many more. According to Amazon's latest statement, AWS says the issue that caused the mass outage has been fully mitigated. All services should be working as normal, but some requests may be throttled while we work on resolution continues. So, were you impacted by this outage? You can let us know by texting 608-355-9970, or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Like Max Miles, tap on 99.7 Max FM and mash that text button. We also have this information out on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. You can comment there because, yes, Facebook is now working properly. So I was up early enough to find it not working. Like I said before, Wendy and I noticed it when our Alexa device was not answering correctly and just had some weird garbled messages, as we so fondly put it this morning. So, yes, we will continue to monitor this, but it appears that those issues have since been corrected. So that is always a good thing. I know we depend on some of those services for what we do here, but luckily everything that we are doing here is impacted and we have other alternative options as well. Again, it is Monday, October 20th, and Dave Grant hanging out with you, 6:25 on Monday morning. Now, unfortunately, Friday night, the Brewers lost again. Yes, that was the end of the Brewers' postseason game. I don't know what happened with the Dodgers. We may talk a little bit more about that with hanging with Hovland. David Killian will be in with us as well. And the one good news that came out of that game is the Los Angeles Dodgers made their way back to the World Series after sweeping the Brewers. But it was a history-making combo of pitching and hitting from Shohei Ohtani that became a major story. He got the series' most valuable player trophy. So, yes, he had quite a game. I mean, it was just, for him, that was great news. And we're going to try to play that audio this morning, if it lets us do that.
High fly ball to right. Páez, he is there. He's got it. And the ball game is over. And the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the National League pennant. They sweep the Brewers. The greatest night of baseball by an individual player in the history of this game. Shohei Ohtani. Three homers. And a victory on the mound with 10 strikeouts.
So, yes, Ohtani had just one of the best games ever against the Brewers. The Dodgers will face the winner in tonight's Game 7 between the Mariners and the Blue Jays in Toronto. The World Series begins this Friday. Yeah, maybe I'll watch a little bit of it, depending on what channel it's on, provided we can get that. But, yeah, unfortunately for us Brewers fans, we are looking forward to next season already. That is the, you know, they had a great season. A lot of people did not pick them to be past 500 or to do as well as they did. So very proud of our Brewers this season. Getting into the postseason when that was really not an expectation of them for many people, including many sports analysts as well. So Brewers, you know, can hang their heads high. They had their best record ever in the history of the Brewers. And, hey, George Webb burgers too. I mean, so let's go back to all the positives, you know. That was very good. Also, Packers squeaked out a victory yesterday. We will talk more about that with Chris Hovel right around 8:35 this morning. I don't know. Lots to talk about there is what it comes down to with the Packers yesterday. They didn't get a lead until with like 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter yesterday. It was the first time the Packers led. It's the only time they led all day. And they did squeak out that victory. So we have a lot to talk about this morning. That game was a lot closer than what any of us were expecting it to be for myself, Killian, and Chris Hovel. Again, we'll be breaking that down right around 8:35 this morning. Speaking of sports, we're having a local sports report up next with Killian, regional sports, and a look at that weather forecast on Max FM.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Going over Friday's games, Sparta beat Baraboo 44-20, Reedsburg beat Toma 51-19, Waupun beat Wisconsin Dells 68-35, Sauk Prairie beat Edgewood 20-7, and Mount Horeb beat Portage 47-20. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to end game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team, by the time I, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, breezy and warmer than yesterday, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, some showers likely mainly in the evening, lows in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, showers redeveloping in the afternoon, breezy and much cooler, highs only near 50. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 34.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby. Come on over. Let me be the one to show you. Time for once. Wake up, who cares about little boys? talk too much. I've seen it all go down. Your game of love was all in doubt. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold. Can make my life worthwhile. I can make you start to
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:35 with Bon Jovi. I'll be there for you on Max FM.
I guess this time you're really leaving. I heard your suitcase say goodbye. Well, as my broken heart lies bleeding. Cried a thousand rivers.
maximum. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:40 on Monday morning. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. We do have that frost advisory going until 8 a.m. this morning for areas of frost. Increasing clouds with a high of 66. It will be breezy. Winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up as high as 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, showers are likely, then gradually clearing early in the morning with a low of 40 degrees. Tuesday, showers are likely in the afternoon, increasing clouds with a high of just 47 degrees. Tuesday night, that chance of showers continues, mostly cloudy, a low of 38. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a high of 48. Thursday, we will see frost again in the morning, turning sunny with a high of 54. Friday, again, frost chances in the morning, turning mostly sunny, a high of 59. Sneak peek into the weekend, highs near 60s, lows in the mid-30s to low 40s. Currently, 36 degrees outside of the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee at 108 3rd Street right here in downtown Baraboo. They will be open in 18 minutes for all your coffee needs. But who's counting? Me, because you need warm coffee on a cool morning like this. And looking at that forecast, you're going to need a coat and coffee to get that day started this week. I can tell you, going out to the car this morning, it was a little bit chilly. I was like, yeah, it definitely cooled down after a beautiful weather weekend. I mean, the weather on Saturday, absolutely a perfect day. We are continuing to monitor that Amazon Web Services outage that impacted many folks early this morning. If you were up early and you were attempting to get onto various websites such as Facebook, Snapchat, some airlines, and so forth, yes, they were not working. Why? Because Amazon Web Services had an outage. Now, interestingly enough, this is just in. UK banks were also affected by the global internet services outage. Major UK banks were affected by the outages that impacted websites globally this morning, according to downdetector.co.uk, which tracks internet disruptions. The screenshots from earlier today show that Lloyds Bank and Halifax were among the banks impacted. So yes, there was pictures of Lloyds Bank and Halifax both saying something went wrong. So yes, according to Amazon in their latest statement, AWS says the issue that caused a mass outage has now been fully mitigated. All services should be working as normal, but some requests may be throttled while a full resolution continues. The underlying DNS issue has fully been mitigated. So yeah, not a great start for a lot of people this morning. We, again, started noticing issues last night with our Alexa device. It just was not happy and was just reporting garbage back, for lack of a better way of putting it. So if you were impacted by this, text us and let us know, 608-355-9970, or text in via the free Civic Media app. You can also comment on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. We'll continue to monitor this throughout the morning show, but it does look like people are getting back into those sites and being able to do all the internet things that they would want to be able to do this morning. So, yeah, what a crazy start to the day. I knew something was going on last night. I just knew it, and when I woke up this morning and saw all of that, I'm like, yeah, it's going to be an interesting start to the day. So, wow, I'm not surprised by anything, let's put it this way. Coming up at 7:10, Emily's going to join me, and we're going to be talking about a shoe company that is getting sued. Class action lawsuit for squeaky shoes. I got squeaky shoes. We're going to talk more about that at 7:10. Am I impacted by this? We'll find out at 7:10. At 7:40, we are celebrating our celebrity birthdays and local anniversaries and birthdays. If you know someone that's celebrating, you know what to do. Text us. Let us know, 608-355-9970, or text in via the free Civic Media app. As a heads up, the morning show is going on the road on Thursday, October 23rd. In support of Purple Thursday and Hope House's donation drive, we will be live on site at Hope House, 7 a.m. for the Purple Thursday donation drive. Go to hopehousecw.org to find that full list of donation needs. We will be working on getting something up on our social media pages as well. Myself and Killian will be live on location. Yes, If you want to see the purple hair in person, stop by and you can see what the talented artist over at 12 Salon did. So that is taking place this Thursday. We encourage everyone to stop by with a donation. HopeHouseSCW.org has the full list of items that are needed. It's the basic daily necessities that you need in your house to help support our domestic violence shelter that supports a 5-county area. Yeah, you heard me correctly. 5-county area. That is a large area. The only domestic violence shelter in 5 counties. Their work is so important to us, our community, and the 5 counties. We want to help support them again. We had our radio request-a-thon last month. Killian and I have agreed to go on site on Thursday morning to help support their donation drive. We will be there. Stop by. Say hi. Please make a donation. Oh, yeah, and Killian's going to be donating some toilet paper as well. He had so much fun with toilet paper during homecoming. Him and his crew will be making a nice donation of supplies to Hope House as well. So please consider that donation. And yes, Killian and I will be there. Maybe we'll grab a little Max FM swag while we're there. And hey, you can get Killian's autograph if you'd like. I'm sure he'd appreciate that as well. So HopeHouseSCW.org for more information about that. The other thing I just want to give a quick reminder about, if you have not met the Bearable Police Department Police Chief, you have an opportunity to do that this Wednesday. He's going to be hosting a crime and safety meeting over at the Relish Tray hosted by Amber Giddings at 6:30 p.m., 106 4th Avenue right here in Baraboo. He'll be discussing business and crime safety issues in the city of Baraboo. This is an opportunity to engage citizens, to talk with the police department, build positive community relations. If you've not had an opportunity to go to one of these crime and safety meetings, I would strongly recommend that you do it. He will answer your questions. He will talk to you one-on-one at this event. So go by, say hi to Police Chief Carloni during this. We have this information on the max.fm website on our community calendar as well. Speaking of community calendar, we're going to have a full look at our community calendar right now. That is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee Company, 108 3rd Street in Baraboo, opening in exactly 12 minutes. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or 2 medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
We look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, October 25th, from 9 until 10:30 a.m., the Portage Business Trick or Treat Spooktacular and Costume Contest will take place. Kick off the Halloween fun with the Boys and Girls Club Costume Contest. That's going to be at 9 a.m. at Commerce Plaza. Kids can show off their spookiest, silliest, and most creative costumes with prizes awarded at various age categories. After the contest, head out for trick or treating at local businesses through Portage. You can see a full rundown of all the businesses participating by visiting the Portage Chamber of Commerce website. The Friends of Devil's Lake present the Halloween Extravaganza. This will be happening on October 25th from 4 until 8 p.m. It begins with pumpkin carving and crafts. That'll be 4 until 6 p.m. And then from 6 until 8, there's torchlit hike, campfire, live music, costume parade, and delicious s'mores. This will all be happening at Devil's Lake State Park Rock Elm Shelter. It is free, but you'll need a state park sticker to enter the park. You can find all the details at friendsofdevilslake.org. Again, that's on Saturday, October 25th from 4 until 8 p.m. Also on that Saturday, the 25th, from 2 until 5 p.m., River Hills Church in Sauk City will be presenting their Trunk or Treat event. It's a fun-filled afternoon of safe, family-friendly trick-or-treating. Kids are invited to dress up in their favorite costumes, enjoy games, treats, and plenty of Halloween fun. No registration required. You can learn more details by going to riverhillschurch.org. Again, that's 2 until 5 p.m. on October 25th. These are just a few of the amazing Halloween celebrations that will be taking place all around the area. Be sure to check out the area, city, and Chamber of Commerce websites for more details. Also on Sunday, October 26th, the Reedsburg Public Library will be hosting a free event as author Frank Ginther will be presenting his book, The Life and Times of Dawn Manor, which is located in Lake Delton. Books will be for sale at the event or can be purchased prior to it at Main Street Books in Reedsburg on October 26th and also at the Dawn Manor in Lake Delton. Again, this free event will be happening at Reedsburg Public Library on Sunday, October 26th, starting at 1 p.m. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Big deals!
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with Max FM Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale with Dave in the Morning, the perfect way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and save big this October with Max FM Big Deals.
Hey friends, it's Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We're celebrating our one-year anniversary, and you're invited to party. Stop by this Friday from noon to 3 for brats and hot dogs, supporting people helping people. Free cake and punch, Roger's honey samples, wine and cheese tastings, and Chef Nate from Crazy Fresh cooking up fall recipes. And all this week, enjoy huge savings. Certified Angus beef top round roast, just $5.99 a pound, and Washington Gala apples, 99 cents a pound. Join us for fun, food, and familiar faces. Only at the Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street in Baraboo.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Nineties and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:54. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee Company, 108 3rd Street. Open in 5 minutes for all of your coffee needs. Coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to have a look at our national news, regional news, and look at that weather forecast. Emily and Killian will join me at 7:10. Let the shenanigans ensue. We're going to have lots of fun on your Monday morning. We'll provide one more update on the Amazon Web Services issue as well. We are keeping tabs on that. Looks like that issue is being mitigated this morning. Again, if you've been impacted, text us and let us know. 608-355-9970 or text via the free Civic Media. You can also comment on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Here is Billy Idol, White Wedding on Max FM.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your spicy wish? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. You might have had some trouble getting onto your favorite websites or apps overnight. Amazon Web Services, which hosts popular sites like Snapchat, Amazon Alexa, Roblox, and Wall Street Journal, was down. The company says they have traced the worldwide problem to a facility in Virginia. The Louvre is closed for another day following the brazen jewel heist on Sunday morning.
The suspects making off with eight items, including sets of sapphire and emerald necklaces and earrings, two diadems, and elaborate diamond brooches. It all played out 9:30 Sunday morning, officials immediately shutting down the museum.
ABC's James Longman in Paris. President Trump says he will address the issue of beef prices later this week, claiming the U.S. could purchase Argentinian beef in an attempt to tame inflation. A decade after a landmark study proved feeding peanut products to young babies could prevent peanut allergies later in life, new research finds the change has made a big difference, cutting peanut allergies significantly. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Thousands of Wisconsinites took part in the second of the No Kings protests on Saturday. It's possibly the largest national protest ever against the U.S. president. 16,000 people gathered in Milwaukee, 15,000 gathered in Madison, and hundreds more in communities across Wisconsin. A sobering number in the annual homicide report from End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Executive Director Monique Minkin says 110 people lost their lives in 2024.
11 of them are family homicides. And so the 99 DV homicides, aside from the 11, that's the highest that we have ever had. It's alarming and it's sad.
If you or someone you know needs help, contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline or the National Sexual Assault Hotline. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.